For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. All nine people on board are presumed dead in the Georgia crash of a C-130 transport cargo plane that belonged to the Puerto Rican Air National Guard.
The way that plane was smashed onto the ground, it's going to be kind of hard for them to recover anything.
Jean Bilbo is with the Effingham County Sheriff's Department. She says there could have been countless lives lost at the busy intersection where the plane crashed.
As far as we know, there were no cars hit in this crash. It is an absolute miracle at that time of day and that intersection.
But all of the crew, who are members of the Puerto Rico Air National Guard, are believed dead. They were en route to Arizona on a training mission. The plane had just finished routine maintenance in Savannah, and it was supposed to be retired after this one final flight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A legendary organization is now accepting women. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
When it comes to its flagship program, Boy Scouts will become Scouts BSA effective February of next year when it starts allowing girls to join. Now, the parent organization will keep the name the Boy Scouts of America, and the Cub Scouts program for 7 to 10-year-olds will also keep that name. Girls are already able to join the Cub Scouts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Southwest plane had to make an emergency landing when a window cracked mid-flight.
It just sounded like a really loud pop.
Passenger Karen O'Grady was just a couple seats away when this crack suddenly appeared in a window at more than 30,000 feet. She was one of 81 passengers on board Southwest Flight 957.
We're going to walk you right on to the plane next door.
The flight from Chicago to Newark diverted to Cleveland and landed safely. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
After learning that impeachment papers were being drawn up against him, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says members of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus are now engaging in attempted extortion against him. With more on this story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The caucus has been pushing for the release of Justice Department documents dealing with the Russia probe and the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server, and a document leaked by the caucus indicates they're looking into the possible impeachment of Rosenstein, who tells Fox News,
I just don't have anything to say about documents like that, that nobody has the courage to put their name on and that they leak in that way, but I can tell you the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thursday, May 3rd, is a very special day in America. It is the National Day of Prayer. With more on that story, here's John Clemens.
Millions of Americans across all 50 states will be gathering in churches, local businesses, the steps of city halls, in schools, neighborhoods, in public gathering places for a day of public prayer for America. In one voice, they will lift a single request to God, unity in America. Dr. Ronnie Floyd, the president of the National Day of Prayer, said, "We are living through a crucial time in our country's history. Division rages. Hate and vitriolic language are loud." I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.